Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the circuitry of today's tech topics. I'm Alex, your veteran guide through the maze of technology.
And I'm Jamie, your resident question asker and the voice of the audience. Today, we're pulling back the curtain on artificial intelligence. It's like opening up the back of a vintage radio, but instead of wires and tubes, we've got data and algorithms.
That's right, Jamie. We're going to break down the AI fundamentals, from machine learning to neural networks, and even dip our toes into some real-world applications. It's going to be a fun ride.
I'm strapped in and ready to go. But first, Alex, can you give us a quick definition of AI? I mean, I've seen enough sci-fi movies to have some ideas, but let's set the record straight.
Absolutely, Jamie. Artificial intelligence, or AI, refers to systems designed to perform tasks that normally require human intelligence. This includes things like understanding natural language, recognizing patterns in data, and making decisions.
So it's not all about robots taking over the world?
Not quite. Though AI does drive autonomous vehicles and power personal assistants like Siri and Alexa, it's really about enhancing our capabilities and making systems more efficient.
Got it. Now, I've heard of machine learning and deep learning. How do they fit into the AI picture?
Great question. Think of AI as a big umbrella. Under that umbrella, we have machine learning, which is an approach to AI where systems learn from data. Then deep learning is a subset of machine learning that uses neural networks with many layers. These layers can learn complex patterns in large amounts of data.
So it's like machine learning is high school and deep learning is college?
Exactly, Jamie. And just like in school, there's a lot to learn before you graduate. For instance, to train a simple AI model in Python, you need to know about data collection, pre-processing, choosing the right algorithm, and then training and evaluating your model.
Hold up, Alex. Can you give us a noob-friendly example of training an AI model?
Sure thing. Let's say we're trying to classify different types of flowers based on their petal and sepal measurements. We'd gather data on various flowers, pre-process it to make sure it's clean, then choose a model, like a decision tree classifier. After training our model with this data, we can then use it to predict the type of a new flower.
Flowers, huh? I guess AI isn't just for tech stuff.
Absolutely not. AI is used in healthcare for diagnosing diseases, in finance for detecting fraud, and even in entertainment for recommending movies.
Speaking of movies, how do companies like Netflix use AI?
They use machine learning algorithms to analyze your viewing habits and then recommend shows or movies you might like. It's all about personalization.
Cool, cool. But what about the pitfalls? I mean, AI can't be perfect, right?
Good point. One major challenge is overfitting, where a model learns the training data so well that it performs poorly on new data. There's also the issue of bias in AI, where models might make unfair decisions based on skewed data.
Yikes. So how do we avoid falling into those traps?
It's all about using robust datasets, applying proper validation techniques, and continually testing and updating your models. Plus, there's a growing focus on ethical AI, ensuring that systems are fair and transparent.
Ethical AI. I like the sound of that. It's like teaching robots manners.
Exactly, Jamie. And speaking of learning, for those eager to dive deeper, there are tons of resources out there. Start with Python, get familiar with libraries like TensorFlow and PyTorch, and don't be afraid to get your hands dirty with some coding.
Sounds like a plan. But Alex, before we wrap up, can AI really explain why kids love the taste of Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Well, Jamie, some mysteries might just be beyond even AI's capabilities, but who knows what the future holds?
Fair enough. Well, folks, that's a wrap on today's journey into the world of AI. Thanks for tuning in.
We hope you found it enlightening and, dare I say, electrifying. Until next time, keep those neurons firing and your curiosity alive.
Bye, everyone. Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the tech universe with us here at Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.